Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
So let's bring in Carl Loco, who is the co-founder and chairman at Blackseed, who has launched a fund aimed at black entrepreneurs. Good morning, Carl. Give us the elevator pitch for Blackseed.
I mean, essentially, we are a black-led entity for black founders, and we're early stage investors, and I mean really early, so pre-seed of about 200k tickets. We aim to back 10 black founders a year. We have a 3-year deployment period, so 30 companies in total with this fund.
Okay, how did you come to start the fund?
I mean, we are a response, just necessity. I mean, you've heard a bit in terms of the statistics with 0.24% of venture capital going towards black founders, 0.024% if you are a black woman, 0.anything means nothing. So essentially, we had to solve for that.
So you're quoted as saying that black founders are over-mentored and underfunded. Why is there so much goodwill but so little money?
I believe it nests within the reptile brain. There's just automatic assumptions, unconscious biases towards black founders. And I mean, there's just so much systemic and historic barriers that black founders have to scale in order to actually get and like involved in the existing entrepreneurial ecosystem. And I reckon it's around the face of entrepreneurship globally. We don't see too many black faces. It tends to be white and male.
So then paint us a picture of the entrepreneurs that you are finding, the 30 that you are funding and sponsoring and developing. Who are they? What sets them apart?
I mean, they're set apart because of their exclusion. I mean, almost 90% of black founders in the UK are self-funded. So ultimately, they've had to be resilient. They've had to be innovative. They have to be creative. And most of them are having to literally have day jobs and then work that trade during the night. So, I mean, they're quite sleep deprived, but that hasn't stopped them. You know, they crack on. And I mean, even though the statistics show that it's very unlikely that they will be funded, they continue to push through. So I mean, they're completely resilient. And for me, the black entrepreneurial pressure cooker within the UK is ready to go, you know. And in terms of the founders, how I define them is just like they're custodians of grit, you know. They're just so gritty in terms of founders, and they're just willing to get their hands dirty.
So then, is funding the only solution in your view to this diversity problem?
I mean, it's access in general, you know. So whether that's access to capital, or access to networks, or access to information, you know, it's access.
You've said that you want to see Brixton in South London become the Black Silicon Valley. What do you think sets it apart from Mayfair, when VCs, where, I mean, most of the VCs in the UK are based in Mayfair, basically?
I mean, for one, it's at the beginning of the Victoria line, you know. But in terms of what sets it apart, it's got huge Afro-Caribbean ley lines, you know. I mean, it represents blackness in its tint of black excellence also. You know, and that being said, there's a huge sense of community over there, and there's many black vendors that have been cracking on for decades, you know. So we feel like it's a great place to put the flag in the ground and actually put the bat signal in the air for these black founders to come and receive our support.
So given the current macro environment where we're seeing a downturn and the UK might potentially be in a recession, are you still seeing interest from investors around funding diverse companies?
I mean, most investors, especially in venture, understand that it is a long-term game. You know, you invest with a 10-year cycle in mind, you know, and there's inevitably going to be bumps in the road. And mind you, this is a very big bump, but that being said, it hasn't deterred our partners. They see that this is a progressive situation that requires a transgenerational lens, you know, so they're definitely sticking in there. However, I do have anxiety around diversity dropping further down on the agenda in general as other things begin to populate the headlines, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, especially if we go into a recession. What about sort of more specifically what your entrepreneurs are focusing on? What are they selling? What are their businesses? What sectors are they in? How much of it is tech? Because that's, you know, if you want to compete with Silicon Valley, it's obviously in tech. And the UK has some tech, big tech businesses, but not very many.
No, agreed. Agreed. I mean, Europe in general, you know. That being said, all of our founders that we back explicitly are tech or tech enabled. Okay. You know, I mean, it's quite difficult to have a business in this day and age that doesn't have some digitization, you know, and ultimately we are industry agnostic. However, we do have a preference for deep tech, consumer, fintech and medtech. But that being said, we exist as a duality. Mm. So not only do we have the explicit fund where we deploy capital, we also have the community where we just help to upskill these founders and incubate them. So, I mean, our doors are open to all as long as you are a black entrepreneur.
What do you think is the missed opportunity, the market potential by not having and not backing more black entrepreneurs? And then on a corporate level, you do see big corporates trying to align with more diversity, but you don't see that often by hiring, but you don't see that often in the boardroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll hire more diversity, but you don't see it reflected in the boardroom. So I just wonder how you think about those two things.
I mean, there's a huge dislocation when it comes to hiring and allocation. I mean, hiring actually can be argued to be quite cosmetic, and it's not getting to the roots of the problem, you know. So in terms of actual allocation, in terms of funding, I can say that even post George Floyd, since 2020, not much has changed, and data has come out to actually corroborate that. You know, we have felt it on the ground level that that is the case. That being said, I mean, we have to move away from singing and kind of like vocalizing and actually like put our hands in our pocket and actually move some capital.
So what role do you think the government can play in enabling these ecosystems around black founders?
Do you know what? I feel like it has to stay in the messaging. You know, we have to continue to vocalize just how late our proposition is. This should have happened 20 years ago. You know, I mean, essentially in the time we're in the economy and everything that's going on, we're going to need startups. We're going to need that new stimulation. That being said, it's all hands on deck. That includes black hands, you know. And if we can identify that even within the BAME bracket, that black founders are furthest from the throne room, I mean, I reckon that the messaging has to be that, listen, we have to include black founders, black entrepreneurs, and ultimately the tide is going to raise all boats.
I mean, this government, though, has been widely criticised in some senses for its attitude to black entrepreneurs, but the BAME community as a whole, it's not one that's seen as entirely favourable. Do you agree? What's your perspective on that? And London as the capital itself, you know, we often talk about London as being where the finance is. Levelling up is meant to be the big agenda. It's meant to be about creating businesses across the country. That's a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, in regards to the overall hostilities to BAME founders, black founders, it exists. You know, a big part of receiving funding is about developing conviction in that investor. And most investors are looking for what I would refer to as artificial authenticators. You know, so whether that be that it's an Oxbridge graduate, it doesn't actually mean they're going to have the ability to execute, you know, but it is something that tends to tick their boxes. BAME tends to not tick their boxes. Black definitely tends to not tick their box. A black woman absolutely doesn't tick their box. But that being said, I mean, we just have to continue to vocalize this and declare that there's a huge disparity and we need to solve for it collectively.
So why did you decide to create your own separate fund rather than trying to make noise within the mainstream venture capital industry?
Because ultimately you can preach change big, but it happens very slowly and many are resistant to change. So some of these cultures are extremely entrenched within these organizations and institutions. So even if they do have a pocket or a mandate that they are going to support black founders, they don't have the ability to actually connect with these founders and deploy effectively.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.